The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop, and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
First of all, I lost my charger, and then I found my charger, and then my laptop was down to 6%, and I think when it gets that low, it starts doing some funky stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that the charger wasn't plugged in all the way, so it wasn't charging. So, like, the FaceTime wasn't working. It was frozen. The Rode program wasn't working. It was frozen. But I think we're good now. Recording and recording. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much.
When you called right now, my this laptop went off, my phone went off, and my computer behind me went off.
Yeah, that's what mine does. Oh, yeah, because you're always calling me. I never really call you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens to mine. All of my devices start going off. Proprietary Apple stuff, right?
Yeah. I hope you have stuff to talk about because I have nothing.
I have nothing to talk about. For a whole day, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying.
Well, what's funny is we have to figure out the Instagram, because I went in there and there was messages from like 2 weeks ago that neither of us had replied to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I didn't have the password. Like, sometimes Instagram will kick you off one of your accounts.
Yeah, sometimes.
Uh-huh. So like, it's always a pain for me. Because I never remember the password, so I have to go back through our conversations, search the Messenger and find it. I just need to write it down. I'm just
write it
stupid.
Down.
So I went in there last night and there was like people sending us messages and stuff. And like, and we haven't like posted anything on the drop. And like,
I know I was thinking about that yesterday too.
Yeah,
we haven't been dropping teasers. Like we're human and we go through these.
No, I know. I get it. But it just, we have to stick to the plan.
Oh yeah.
When I upload a video on my channel, mm-hmm. I'll upload that week, and then when you upload a video on your channel, you upload. And we usually do. But I think we've been getting lazy and just doing one teaser.
Yeah, well, it was like a progressive downside, but
yeah,
I mean, it's no excuse, you know. It's just like you get so wrapped up in stuff. It's like, oh, teasers. Oh,
no, man. Those are excuses.
No, I said.
No, like, yeah,
I said
there is
no excuse.
We're the best at making excuses.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got them written down. These aren't notes, actually. This is a book of excuses.
Well, mine says just notes from last week.
Oh, so. Yeah. This is another excuse, right, that I'm going to make.
Okay.
I'll grab this if I'm waiting for you or if I'm just here when we're beginning this, and I'll write the episode number down and then nothing after that. And then I'll put a line underneath it for like the next week's episode, just because it feels like I'm doing something.
Right. No, I get it. Yeah, I get it. I'm the same way. I was thinking, oh, what is there to talk about? Well, I mean, Unfinished Business was this past weekend, so hopefully that went well.
Yeah, it would be fun. A bunch of people, I was getting a bunch of messages from the club earlier, so there's a bunch of people going.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be on my anniversary adventure, so.
Are you going to the Dodger game this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to go see the Rockies, Dodgers against the Rockies. So that's pretty good. They just swept the Mets, so we're coming off of a good series after like a 5-game losing streak before that. So
I know the Cubs game is on right now. I'm watching it, and they're playing the Brewers, and they're just getting
tossed around.
Yeah, they lost 5 in a row too.
Oh,
and then they got to 500, and then they won one. So then one game over. Now they're back at 500, and it's just like.
Well, that's one thing about the Dodgers. They're well past that. They're like in the 600s. Yeah. But Yeah, the only thing is like they're playing the Rockies this weekend, and like they're just coming off this great series against the Mets. The Sunday's game got canceled, so they played a doubleheader on Monday and a game on Anyway, they finished a series yesterday and had the series sweep. And so they're coming off this thing, and the Rockies are no good. They're like 15 games behind first place. They're not a good team. However, for some reason, those teams always come around and just kick the absolute crap out of the Dodgers. So
yeah.
I'm hoping to go this weekend and not experience a loss. I've done that quite a few times. It's not fun to go through the whole thing of going to the game, you know, doing all this stuff, and then end up with a loss. But over the years, I've learned how to just kind of like be better at that. Like, I wasn't very good at that in the beginning of going to Dodger games frequently. You know, I'd get upset or whatever, or get in a bad mood. But again, who cares?
Have you guys ever thought about getting our season tickets for Dodger games expensive?
Our season passes for Disneyland expensive?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know, because I saw, like, I've seen advertisements and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, what's expensive, you know? I had a buddy who had season tickets out in what they call the pavilion, which is like the left and right field seats. And I mean, I don't know what he paid. He never really told me, but I would imagine, you know, it's a couple $1,000s.
Is it that much money?
Yeah, for the cheap seats.
Really?
Just goes up from there.
You see, if I was a Diamondbacks fan, I would be excited because Diamondbacks were $300. For season tickets.
For the whole season?
For the whole season.
What the?
Yeah, they were doing like a promotional thing like right before the season started. I almost bought them just because. I spend that much money on just... Usually we'll go to like one Cubs-Dodger game or one Cubs-Diamondback game every year.
Really?
And I almost spend... You almost spend that much money on a game anyways. You know what I mean? Like,
that's insane. I mean, I mean, there are probably like, you know, upper deck seats or something like that.
I don't know what they were. Crazy. It doesn't matter. Like, it's a Diamondback game. So if you go during the week, you could just move down. Like,
but the thing is like, yeah, they're Diamondbacks, whatever. But you have all the NL teams coming to that stadium. Yeah. So watch. It's like $300 excludes Dodger games.
I know. Well, I know, right? No, I don't. I think it was everything. But the that's the good thing about the Chase Field and living here is there's so many transplants from
Oh yeah.
And with spring training here, you have like there's just a multitude of different fans here. So you go to a Diamondbacks game and there's a lot of Diamondbacks fans, but it's almost equal whatever the other team is. Unless it's like Kansas City or something, but
yeah. No, that's insane. Yeah. So that's what I was saying. Like Dodgers, I mean, what's cheap, you know, but, no, I mean, I guess
it's like, how many can you go to a year? Like versus how many you want to go to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, there's
how many...
people who make like, not, like business or anything, but they have side hustles where they buy these tickets and then they sell them. There's Instagram pages dedicated like to like specific seats. I follow these guys called LA Pavilion, which is pavilion seating. Yeah. And every day they're posting up tickets, you know, but really? Still like, I mean, if it's a good game or whatever, I've hit them up before and they're still like, you know, $200 a ticket or something like that, depending on the night and stuff like, you know, but the nice thing about those guys is there's no fees. So like, yeah, they're a little like they're not like face value tickets like you'd be buying anywhere else, but there's no fees or anything.
Yeah.
You're just paying them straight, you know.
And usually they come with parking too, right?
That's a good question. I don't know. We always park. So there's this like there's this cheap parking. It's $5 parking, but it's like down. So Dodger Stadium is up on a hill.
Yeah.
And so it's down at the bottom. So we park down there. Sometimes we even get free street parking too. If we get there at the right time, there's this like little street called Lilac Street. And like you could park there and it's free. And then you just like start up with this little hike up to
get your cardio workout. In.
Yeah. But what's funny is sometimes we'll, you know, do a little parking lot pimping, you know? And, and then so you kind of like you're just chilling in the car like, oh, yeah, this is great. And then you're like, oh, man, I got to climb this literal mountain after drinking all afternoon in the car.
I was thinking the other day, I don't know why. I was like, I want to go to like a random stadium that's not a famous stadium. Like, I mean, they're all kind of famous, but like I've always wanted to go to the Royal Stadium for some reason.
Right. And then just
they
like
have the waterfall there.
Oh, I was going to say like. I mean, I'll probably never, unless under like some real specific set of circumstances, I'll probably never sit behind home plate at a Dodger game.
Yeah.
You know, but it would be cool to go to just some random place like the Royals or like the Twins or something and sit. And I mean, they're still not going to be like dirt cheap or anything, but to sit behind home plate and experience the game that way, no matter what teams are playing.
Or go to like the last game in Oakland.
Oh, that would that'd be pretty cool. Actually,
I bet that's going to be a big party.
Oh yeah, it's going to be insane. Maybe maybe a riot or two. I don't know. Yeah, you never. We're feeling a little spicy,
maybe a run on the field.
Yeah, but I mean, comparatively, like to like other sports, like football, like I've wanted to go.
Football tickets are crazy.
They're insane. Well, I mean, there's only 18 games a season per team. You know, so like. They're always insane, you know? And it makes me wonder, like, here's, okay, since we're just, like, whatever about talking, I've always wondered this. I don't know if this is just me, but, like, you know, you're watching it on TV and they're, like, panning to these people and, you know, they'll really show, like, either, like, the field level or maybe the next level up, the people. And then, like, there's, like, a family with a guy with his kids and, like, oh, look at this family, real wholesome American, like, baseball. I'm all, no. Those people can afford to sit there. Those people have way more money than I will ever have. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
That's definitely just you.
No, it's definitely just me. Yeah. But it's just weird. Like, it's weird. I don't know. It's just weird to me.
Yeah. You know? Well, people spend their money on different things. Those people, you know, and they I don't know.
I don't know. I just have a weird outlook on the world, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Because, like, when I go... Like when we go to the games and stuff, I'm not going to get like behind home plate, but I'm definitely getting field level.
Oh, really? Like,
oh, yeah. 100%. Because if I'm going to do something, I'm not going every day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Same with a concert. Like I'm getting down at the bottom or a comedy show or whatever, mm-hmm. because I feel like it's definitely worth it. Like if I'm going to sit in the back or at the top, I'm going to watch it on TV. Like I'm not going to drive all the way somewhere. And do all these things to do something where the seat is better in my living room.
Yeah, no, that's totally. I totally.
And you're only
that.
Doing it once a year, so it's just like it's like a treat. It's like, you know, it's okay. Say it's $100 more a ticket, right? So that's mm-hmm. $200. Like that's not that much money, especially if you're not doing it every night or whatever. If you're just mm-hmm. doing it like once or twice a year,
mm-hmm.
say you're doing it twice a year, that's like $400. Like you'll spend like. Bull crap at McDonald's it'll add up to that. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I always think about, I mean, I don't eat out ever. I always eat here. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
Actually we ate out last night and I'm just like, it wasn't very much money, but every time I eat out, I go, man, I could just be saving this money at eating at home. Like it's such a waste of money. But when it comes to those things, those are like mini vacations.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm just, I'm not going to like cheap out on that stuff.
Yeah. Man, it's all about the experience too. Like even, I mean, I've sat up in the reserve or reserve level and or no, not reserve. No, no, that's not. We didn't go down to reserve. Anyway, it's just the experience. It's fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, what about truck stuff? You got any truck stuff things to talk about?
Yeah, truck stuff. You're not going to because you're going to a Dodger game.
Yeah, yeah. That's well, like good. I said, I hope you have fun.
No, it'll be a good time.
Sounds like a lot of people are going.
Well, I don't have my calendar up. Oh, I guess. I can put it up here because June's kind of just a dry month.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff going on. There's scraping the coast. There's scraping the Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's other things that I don't have on my calendar. I'm starting to put things on my calendar that I don't plan on going to, or that I might go to, I'm constantly going back to Erica's calendar.
Yeah.
And they have like 10 freaking Facebook pages, so I never remember where it is, and I never save the photo.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I'm just starting to put stuff on here just to...
So, scraping the Rockies, what date is that?
That's the 28th through the 30th.
28th through the 30th, yeah. And that's in what city in Colorado?
It's like Southern Colorado. I don't know the name of the city. It's at a casino.
Yeah, we should... do that so we could like tell the listeners or you know the people who tune in or whatever.
I should put it on my I've actually been doing that too, like the location on your calendar.
Yeah,
on the Apple calendar you can add the location, and I did that to a son, but it's at a casino in South Colorado. That's what I know.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out some more information, and, you know, we'll make it a thing to just talk about shows coming up, because people are always constantly asking, hey, where's this show? What's going on? Yeah. You know, tell me where the shows are.
Well, they constantly ask you, but we don't reply to their messages because we don't check the Instagram.
What did they say? What do the messages say on Instagram?
It was just people like, I don't know, when someone replies on Instagram, when they like make the fire emoji or whatever, like I just double tap it to heart it just to recognize that I actually like looked at it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like instead of just not. But Stuart was asking something about music versus podcasts on our road trips.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And we've talked about that before. We alternate between music and podcast. Both of us do.
I don't listen to any podcasts on the road, just music. I listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't have, like, I'm not like, oh, well, I'm going to put on one of my podcasts because, I don't know, they're different.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's pretty much what we do, is just alternate back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I go between music and podcasts depending on what the podcast mood is. Yeah, oh. Depending on that. So sometimes I'll just drive without the.
Yeah,
without
you said that.
You're just
like a one with the road.
Just, yeah. Or I'll put on a podcast wondering and just tune it out.
Oh, okay.
It's just there for background noise. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, my podcast, I don't know. I've been in like a social media rut lately. Like, you know, you often talk about like channels that you like, that like camping or van life or podcast about EVs or like, you know, all of this. I don't know why my brain can't. Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's a symptom of the current landscape of social media, which is just no attention span whatsoever. But I've really seriously lost my attention span. Like, I can't. Unless it's like, I can't really think about it now. But like, I have a hard time paying attention to stuff. Like, I just like listening to watching YouTube video or whatever, and then I'm like, oh, you know, okay, back on my phone scrolling this.
Oh yeah,
doing,
I mean,
that
I'm 100% that I'll because I watch YouTube while I edit. Mm-hmm. So I'll edit a couple of clips and get in like kind of boom boom boom, get like a minute of an edit done or 30 seconds, and I'm right back onto YouTube.
Yeah,
I just it's
that's my, where I'm seriously lacking right now. And it's funny because I mean you could go back to an episode this time last year and I'll probably be saying the same thing, but like I'm just like in a real running against the wall when it's come to edit YouTube videos, like LST, like I still get all the shows that we've been to in the last 5 months. I still have to edit all of them. I have a little bit of LST done, but not much. But it's just like I'm finding myself against the wall. But on the opposite part of it is I'm having so much fun editing these reels. Like I can bust those out, like, you know, just chilling for
well, they're
minutes.
Easy. That's why.
Well, yeah, they're
like,
yeah.
YouTube videos, like they take dedication. They take time, you know what I mean? Like, and that's why I always said, like, get another monitor. Like, you need to set yourself up so you like enjoy being in your space.
Mm-hmm. And well, I enjoy being in my space. It's
yeah,
just,
but
I
you
don't
would
enjoy editing videos.
Yeah, but you would enjoy editing the videos if you could do if you're simultaneously doing these things. It's if you took my other monitor away and you only put my editing monitor in front of me, I would go crazy.
Yeah,
the only way that I love sitting in this office is having. I'll even have this third monitor here with a sports game on mute. Just it's running in the background. And then this one has YouTube open. And then that one has my editing. Because my brain can't sit there and edit for 2 hours straight. There's no way. There's absolutely no way. So I have to edit for like 30 seconds. And then I'll sit there and stare off and kind of and do whatever. Talk to someone or
maybe that's
or whatever.
Maybe like some weird like subconscious thing. That's what I'm doing, because like I only do have one monitor, so I just have tabs layered. So I'll open up the editing, I'll do a few things, but then I'll jump over to a different tab. But then again, I get stuck there. So if that tab was in a separate screen,
I'm telling you, man, I try it. Like, just monitors are not expensive. You can get them for $100. Like, go on Amazon, just get a 1080p HDMI. I don't know if you're. Yeah, you have the iMac, so whatever.
See, it'd have to be like a USB-based thing.
Well, you can get like a HDMI. You can get adapters or whatever. Oh, okay. Whatever it is, you know what I mean? Like, it allows you just to kind of keep that open. So it doesn't go away. So it's always there staring at you in the eye. Mm-hmm. And you can literally edit like 2 clips, 3 clips, and then look over here and do something. Instead of opening that tab, like you said, and then it blocks your Premiere. So it's like not there.
Well, see that, and that's what I'm saying. So like when I switch tabs, it's like that just disappeared. Like
it's
doesn't
just
exist
gone
anymore.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like 30 minutes gone by, and you're like, well, now you got to go do something. Or, you know what I mean? It's I think that this is the only way it works for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talk a lot about like finding the right workflow and stuff. So I just need to find the right workflow for that.
Yeah. And then I also, one thing that I've been doing, not consistently, but if I find myself doom scrolling, like if I'm on my computer and my editing program's open and I have YouTube or YouTube's fine, but what if I just find myself starting to scroll, I stop and I get up and go do something else. Like I'll go in the backyard and do something in the backyard, or I'll go in the garage, and because I'm just going to sit there and do that. I can doom scroll at night, you know, and when I'm not doing anything, but if I'm just literally doing it during the day, I'm just wasting time. And it's like this, if you can get in that, if I'm trying to get into the habit of, if I'm not doing something, watching YouTube is like, to me is like not as bad as like just scrolling. You know what I mean? Cause it's like, I guess it's, I don't know what the
difference is. Well, because you're really picking one thing to watch, and then you're kind of like, not necessarily dedicated, but you're like already down that trajectory of watching that video, maybe?
Yeah.
Because scrolling, you could just like consume.
Yeah.
But I guess you have to have, you have to like set aside like a like thought to watch a YouTube video or something.
Yeah,
like
I guess that's what it is too. Because scrolling literally is an addiction. Like a dopamine thing, you know, and it's so bad. And but I'll do it for an hour at night, and I do it for an hour in the morning, and it's like it's a complete addiction.
It's so funny you mentioned that, because I've been thinking about this a lot lately since I've been editing a lot more reels. So like my Instagram, if you like, for a long time was very stale. Like I post tons of stories like all the time. Like my life is always out there for people to, oh, what's Frank doing? Let's go see what he's doing today. And probably, you know, you can clue in, but my posts were really stale for a really long time. And I never really got into the habit of posting, but since I've been posting more reels and kind of being more proactive, you know, and everybody says it, consistency is key, and that's what grows, you know, the following, and what gets more followers and engagement and everything. And it's true. Like I was hovering around like 6,000-7,000 followers on Instagram, and then I just like slowly started building up more steam about posting, and now I'm up to like 10.7. Yeah. And it was not over. It was over like a few month period that I noticed that. And so what I was going to bring up is like that, the addiction thing, and this how it kind of ties into the YouTube video thing as well. So like a tremendous amount of time goes into editing a YouTube video. It takes a lot of hours to do it. You post it, and it takes some time for it to get steam. Yeah, it'll get maybe like on a good video. Maybe if from my perspective, I know each channel is different depending on how many subscribers you have and engagement and everything like that. But from my perspective, you know, like if I can roll like 1,000 views in the first day, I'm like, dude, that's sick. You know, that's awesome. And then like it'll go throughout the week and it'll hit its max and it'll plane off just like all YouTube videos do. So that, when you talk about addictions and a high, basically is what it is, dopamine, you know, dopamine reaction, and a high is like that YouTube one is like slow, and you hit a peak and then you like drop off. Instagram is like boom, immediate. Like you post a reel and the likes start rolling in and the comments start rolling in and the and the view count goes up and up and up, and it's like that dopamine high. And so, you know,
sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
It's dangerous because it really controls your progress. So like if you're constantly just looking at numbers and you're paying attention to that, and those numbers getting excited for numbers is fine. But like if you're just constantly paying attention to that, it like doesn't allow you to keep going. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
does it,
like, cause if you're just sitting there, on paying attention to Instagram constantly, like if you just didn't do that and then went and edited your videos, and I'm talking about like both of us, cause we both do the exact same thing. That time that you're sitting there staring at your phone, looking at the numbers grow.
Oh, you could be working on something.
You could
else.
Just be working on the, other thing. So it's like, I do this on TikTok now. Like I'll put a TikTok video up, and I will not look at TikTok, that video. I'll just put TikTok away for like at least 12 hours. Like I won't go back and look at what the views are because I don't want to like, cause I'll just constantly do it.
Yeah. And that's sort of where I'm at now is like, but then again, like That's the real, I mean, it's all negative if you think about it, but that's the negative part about it. But the positive part about it is I'm seeing a definite connection from, you know, creating content, telling people about products and people buying them.
Yeah.
You know, so like, that's the thing. And YouTube, we know this and it's true. It's just like, it's this real, like, it's like YouTube is like an investment. If you think about it, like YouTube is an investment in creating, spending a lot of time creating this content, putting it on YouTube and letting it mature and grow. And then you're building it that way, where Instagram is this sort of like fast track to do that kind of.
Yeah. The biggest, so that's why I'm doing these. That's why I started with the hard body and I started like trying to figure something else out, because one, I was just getting burnt out on editing show videos. And two, I just was like, okay, this is an ever changing thing. Mm-hmm. YouTube is now TV. That's where people go to get their entertainment, right? So, and YouTube wants you to make long videos. Like, they reward you by making longer content because they want people to stay on their platform as long as possible,
right? And feed more ads and stuff.
Yeah. So, like, if I stopped making YouTube videos completely, mm-hmm. and just went and made short form content, how long is short form content going to be a thing,
right?
You know, like, and then I let the YouTube channel die, you know? So it's like keeping that YouTube channel up, you know, these podcasts help keep things relevant and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like, I always go back and forth to like, what am I going to do? Like short form content, long form content, short form content. And so one, it's like, I'm focusing on one while letting the other one just be the natural thing seems to be like the route that I like. Because
the natural thing?
So the natural thing is like, if I make long form content, I can make short form content out of that long form content. So if I go to a show or if I do a Tacoma video or a build, so say I do a build, the Tacoma, right? I can make a lot of reels and a lot of shorts and a lot of TikToks out of that long form content. Mm-hmm. If I only do short form content, I can't make long form content out of the short form content. Mm-hmm. So if by making one, you're making the other on the long form and short form part of it.
Even though some of it is like mostly like long form content is horizontally, you know, oriented.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't think that matters. Like, because then that's the thing too. Like, you can make vertical content out of horizontal content. You can't do the other. You know, I mean, you can, but I don't know. It's just.
So you're just saying cropping in on like,
or just make them, you can just leave the black bars there. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Chupas's videos that he's been posting. Mm-hmm. They're all horizontal. They're all getting traction. They're all doing well. Mm-hmm. No, it's like, honestly, no one really cares. And then on TikTok, they just allow you to do full frame. Like, you hit full screen and you turn your phone.
Right.
So like, I think vertical is the popular thing right now, but I don't think it's going to be a forever thing.
Really? Because that's interesting. Yeah. Because like there was that just such a humongous push to vertical video. Like,
only because of phones though.
Right. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, do you think that's where, well,
no, because most people you still have your
short form content.
Yeah. But people still live in homes, mm-hmm. and they still have TVs. They're not going to turn their TVs vertical.
Right.
They're not going to turn their laptops vertical or their home computers. The only thing they're going to turn vertical is their phones and iPads. Mm-hmm. Right. So like, but both of those things, phones and iPads, still have the option to turn horizontal. You can't take your television in your living room and make it vertical. I mean, I'm sure you can. There is ways to do things always, mm-hmm. but I think it's here to stay. I just don't think it's like the future of long form content. I think long form content will always be horizontal.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think that like if you look at the YouTube channels, at least the ones that I follow. And I like to follow the like a couple really, really popular ones because they seem to know the trends of things.
Like which ones?
So Cletus McFarlane, for example.
Oh, you're saying just kind of whatever he's doing, like
you just kind of like what he knows a lot. He's got it. Obviously, he's those guys have like teams of people, or even people at YouTube themselves. Like, mm-hmm. like what is, you can't predict the future of anything, right? But you can kind of like track what is going to get the most engagement. So say if I continue to make show videos, just 3-4 minute to up to 12 minute show videos with music and show coverage. And my I saw my channel just dive, you know, with the views. Oh. And then when the Tacoma videos, they didn't necessarily go up in views, but the engagement went up.
Mm-hmm. So people commenting and liking.
Commenting, and liking, and yeah, sharing, and then just the engagement time. So they would watch longer than the show videos.
I see.
Where if a show video was like recommended on someone's recommend on YouTube page or whatever, they might click it and watch it because of the thumbnail, but then they're just, if they're exiting out after 30 seconds, YouTube's not going to recommend those videos to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, like, these are just my inner thoughts in my brain.
Again, one of the things we talk about often on this podcast is how to navigate this like social media landscape as two people who own brands. And at the end of the day, their main goal is to sell a t-shirt to somebody or a product to somebody.
Well, that's obviously the end goal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, it's a different end goal for you, 'cause you're a t-shirt company,
right?
I'm not, but I am at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm doing this weird thing right now where am I going to, like, is my income going to be from merch sales, mm-hmm. going to shows and selling merch, or client based video stuff
and
photo stuff? So like, I'm really in this like kind of space where I don't know what to do.
Right.
I know what to do, but I don't know what to do. But this last year has proven to me that doing the build videos from the hard body to the Tacoma and all that stuff, that's what's key. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? That's why I keep talking to you about like going to more shows and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, and that kind of goes back to content too. 'Cause if we're not going to shows, we're not making content.
Right.
So it's like,
I just, this last show at Rolling the Red Rocks, where I decided to try something else out, which was just shoot everything, you know, vertically for social media, make a bunch of different content. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm kind of enjoying that right now.
No, it's perfect. I mean, if it's perfect, because it's not like you're forcing yourself to be in one space or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, I have this tool. I'm going to use it. I'm going to make reels. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You know, are you going to do that for every show?
That's a good point. And that's where what's the right word? Not adaptation, but like where that mix comes in, right?
Yeah. 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 That mix of like, it's almost like a plan, you know, like I'm going to plan to shoot this show for reels.
Plans.
Because, okay, well, here's the thing. Rolling the Red Rocks is a perfect show for reels because there's a lot going on. There's the cruising, there's the limbo,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not necessarily like, then if you go to a show where there's just the show, there's really not a lot of movement, then you can use your camera to move around. You know what I mean? Like
create
maybe,
that movement. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
No, I know. Like, I know exactly what you're trying to say. And that's a good point. I didn't even think of that. But that's a good point, that there are different shows that kind of fit different spaces. Like, I think this, and I'm not, you know how I am. I think if I tried to take that same approach at a show like LST, it probably wouldn't work as well, because LST, although there's like cruising going on, it's very stationary. The show is very stationary, right?
No, because there's more driving around there than.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then what's a better example? The Forbidden Show.
Our show, the Forbidden Fantasy
Show. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, with the Forbidden Show, is there's no driving around. The cars don't move, mm-hmm. but there's lots of B-roll to get. So you can make a little like 5-minute flick out of it where people hanging out, people doing this and stuff, mm-hmm. like the cars aren't moving.
It's funny you say that, making like a shorter, like I did that last year with the Havasu Meltdown video. And I liked it. It was fun. Like, it was, you know, Havasu Meltdown wasn't a huge show and there wasn't a lot going on. And there were the bands and stuff. But again, that like kind of like stationary thing, not a lot of stuff going on. So I made this like, you know, I think it was like 4.5 minutes or something. And I liked it. It was really good. And then like the first few comments were like, man, I wish this was longer. And I'm like,
I know.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah. That's another thing, too, is not don't need they, we don't need to make videos that long.
I think that's also a thing too.
It is a thing. 'Cause I remember when I first started making videos, they were like 2, 3, 4 minutes.
Yeah. They were bangers.
Yeah. And then I went to Scraping the Coast one time and it was like 3 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did the next one like that. And then I just got, then show promoters started to kind of get used to that. So I made a short video one time and they're like, hey, is this just the teaser?
And I'm like, I remember that.
Yeah. I'm like, no, it's the video. They're not all going to be long. You know what I mean? It's like, so you just get into this habit where you think it's like you're doing things. We talked about this before. Do things that you want to do versus things that what other people like. I think, what the, yeah. the? I don't even know what it is. Like the algorithm or whatever it is. You just do what you want. Like if you're just like you, just like Red Rocks. You're like, I'm gonna go make reels. No, there's no rules to anything.
Right.
You just do whatever you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the biggest rule, there is one rule. We always say that, right? There's no rules, but there is rules.
There's caveats, yeah.
Or there's, it doesn't matter the gear, but it does matter the gear. Yeah. going to events, because without those, we're not selling shirts.
Yeah.
We're not, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like, that's where, last episode I was like asking people like, what's good foot traffic show? Like I want a good foot traffic show. Mm-hmm. And, my buddy mentioned that Carlisle show. So I started looking into that. And then I just started like, there's so many different options of car shows and where to go and all this stuff. I wanted to slow down and now I'm like, no, I'm not the opposite now. Uh-huh. Like now I want to speed things up.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's cause I've been gone for like so many weekends in a row and now there's nothing happening and I'm like, no, I want
to
go.
You kind of got used to that hustle and bustle.
Yeah.
Like you're moving and now you're just sitting at home. Like, I mean, that's where kind of my life is different is like that doesn't really stop. My hustle and bustle kind of changes. Yeah. You know, I'm out there in the trenches at the shows and going and driving and doing all this stuff. Then I come home and it's like kids and events. And like this last week, you know, it was the last week of school. And I mean, it's been like, you know, like awards assemblies and, you know, parties the kids have to get to and, you know, and then like, it's just like, so, it's a little bit different in my, in my scenario.
Yeah.
But, definitely. What was I going to say about the outside factors, like pressuring you, you know, I don't think, it's not like one thing. It's like, it's actually like a lot of little things. It's like I said, those comments of like, oh, wish this video was shorter. Like it's easy to say, and there's like a lot of people who are in the space of making podcasts and stuff who say, don't listen to the comments. Well, it's real hard because like those are two things. They're the engagement that you're striving for is you're striving for that engagement. And then it's also, these are the customers that you are going to sell something to eventually.
We're also getting 10 comments on a video. Like,
that's
it's not
true.
Like,
these other
if we were getting,
getting
thousands of comments, like that's
those are the guys who say, just ignore it.
And I actually was watching something the other day and they were just like, post it and ghost it or something like that. I forgot the saying that they said. And I was like, that's easy when you have a million comments. Mm-hmm. But when you have 10, 20, 30 comments, I'm going to reply to... because the person that's commenting knows like, oh, why didn't this guy comment? It's not like there's five people commenting after me.
There's five of us here.
There's like,
you know, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
Yeah. And it's fun. Like I even went back in a couple of your videos, the podcast, cause there's things where you can go to like messages or comments I've responded to with new responses that have no more.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, I did that on mine and I was like, I was responding to comments from like 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
Because someone will comment and then I'll comment back and I don't get a notification that they commented again.
Right.
It's not like.
That's actually pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
Some dude has moved on in his life, has nothing to do with trucks or anything. And then you answer. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
The Southern Werthersea video I did, the very first one.
Oh, that's more than 10 years old. That's
Every every someone will always come back and be like, still watching this in 2024.
Oh, really?
That's cool. Came back in 2023. Like, it's super cool. And I'll just be like, same here. Like that's something awesome. Like that. Yeah.
That's really cool. But,
I love answering, like talking to people on YouTube. It's just different. It feels weird. Like versus YouTube versus Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
I
wish they would like give some sort of, maybe there is like some sort of notification setting where, cause I'll get the notification that someone commented the original comment,
mm-hmm.
but not a reply.
Mm-hmm. What happened? Do you freeze?
No, I'm still here. I'm waiting for you. I
was like, are you done?
That's what I'm saying. Like I'll get an email saying someone commented. But I don't get an email saying someone replied. So I don't go back and reply to them. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I wish there was some sort of setting that
on Instagram.
No, on YouTube.
On YouTube. Jeez, man. we need to move on from that. That's confusing. But no, yeah, comments are fun. I had this one. Also, like, you know, and I felt guilty of that. I was guilty of this before. Well, remember when, like, this dude made a comment and I kind of thought it was salty, but it wasn't salty?
Yeah.
So, like, I had an interesting comment like that happen. On the other side of it, me being the commenter, this dude was putting together this video. I forget what the video was about, but he was talking about late 60s, early 70s rear-wheel drive muscle cars. And he showed a picture of an Eldorado. And I was like, and I just made an offhanded comment. And it said, oh, you know, talking about rear-wheel drive cars shows a front-wheel drive Eldorado. Well, he took that like I was salty. And then so we had this like really interesting back and forth about, like, I made the comment. He comes back super salty. I didn't come back salty. I just sort of like explained what I meant, you know. And then I said, oh, you know, your channel's cool. I, like, the video was really cool. It's just a offhanded comment. Sorry if it came off wrong. And he's like, oh, he's like, yeah, your channel's cool too, man. That you make cool videos, yeah. You know. And so, like, what I'm saying is, it's just like, this whole space of commenting and interacting and stuff. And I'm trying, yeah, to like trying to like put that in my own perspective. Cause I've been the other guy where someone, yeah, leaves a comment. I'm like, you know, and getting all, yeah, kind of salty. And then I realized, no, that they're not salty at all. It's just how people are.
It is. So. And people are just different when, in the way they interact on social media.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take, it's like the whole thumbs up thing. Yeah. It's, yeah, like half the people that take a thumbs up as like a smart ass thing, uh-huh, and half are just like, that's the end of the conversation.
Right.
Thing. There's, if you took the group of people that thought the thumbs up was a smart ass thing, they all think the same. They all think that people are like commenting about them.
Right.
Like, they take the comments as like insults almost, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Not just, mm-hmm, the thumbs up, but other comments too. Like, when, mm-hmm, someone says something to them, they'll be like, what does that mean? Ew.
Ew.
it's the same. It's, yeah, the same group of people. To where me, when someone gives me the thumbs up, I'm like, cool. It's just, mm-hmm, like it's either like someone, it's the exact same way as someone saying cool or okay or whatever.
Done.
Yeah. It's like nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the comment things, people would comment on my videos and go, you know, this video is cool except the song. Mm-hmm. And so I'd reply, I'd be like, well, what do you suggest? What music do you suggest? Mm-hmm. And then they'll come back and be like, oh, I didn't mean nothing by it, man. I was just saying that I didn't like the song. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you realize you didn't have to. You could have just said cool video and then that's it. What's the old saying? If you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all.
Right, right. But and yeah. I'm trying to be not that person, you know, to take
offense. But like you said, you made that comment. It wasn't nothing bad.
Yeah.
But like you said, you would have taken it.
Same way as that dude took it.
Yeah. It's so funny how people just look at things differently.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying not to be like that. I'm trying to be a little more like, you know, we joke about it and stuff about how I am like interacting and answering people and messages and stuff like that. But honestly, like we're all just trying to adapt to this world, you know, of like communication, you know, because you don't just see people in real life anymore to have a conversation to understand, like, you know, nuance and body language and stuff.
It also depends on your age.
That's
so
true.
So, like, yeah, if you're younger, like, you're just used to commenting and engaging and conversating on social media through messages. Like, it's just like there is no, it's just like that. But it seems like the older you are, it's just different. Mm-hmm. You know, as much as we're like used to it and it's just a normal thing to us, you know what I mean? But there is this still this like, there's this disconnect.
Right. Oh yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. I totally get that. Yeah, I totally get that. But yeah, man, social media, comments, likes. But we have our giveaway going down today. So if you're listening to this in the morning, we're doing our giveaway tonight at 7 PM.
Yes.
And that's for the Kenwood Double Den, the door speakers and the backup camera.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this in the morning and you want to get on that, go buy stuff right now.
Oh, do it. Do it before 7. Well, before 7, basically?
Yeah, basically. Like, probably before, I would say 5 p.m. because it's usually when I'm like, Frank, don't forget to send me your entries.
Right.
And then
right.
I'm doing
Okay, let's say that's 5. Before 5. If you get in before 5 today, get some orders in.
Yeah. And then if you get in after 5, then you'll just get in on the next giveaway.
Right. Right. Which is what a lot of people did. It's kind of, it was kind of funny how, like, because the giveaway has technically been, I went back and looked, and it's been technically going on since April 15th.
Oh, okay. I'm
gonna that's when, like, cause like when I did some social media posts the other day, like I said, okay, so if you, and then I like this again, weird social media stuff. So I'm like doing this thing in the morning, setting up all these stories, talking about the giveaway. And then, I wanted to somehow explain that. Yeah. If you purchased, you know, April 15th or, and then this is where I messed up. I said in the post, I said, if you ordered something on April 15th or sooner, then you're entered to win. And then I like, and then it sat for a while. And then I was like going back through the stories, checking everything. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. That sounds like sooner. Like if you was, so then I had to delete everything. So I wonder like how people like react to that. They're like, oh, okay, cool. And then like they see, oh, Frank posted another story. What's going on? And it's the same thing. You know? But I had to clarify. I couldn't like let it sit out there like that. You know?
I know.
So then, but then I like went the complete opposite way and like over explained it. I was like, if you purchase something on April 15th or any date after that date, like I guess I could have said it a better way, but I was like, no, this is very plain, explains like what's going on. So there's no misunderstanding. So
There's also people out there that buy stuff that have no idea we're giving stuff away.
That's, I think a lot of people do that, to be honest with you.
That guy that won the compressors, he had no idea.
He's just all cool.
He was like, oh, this is sick, man. I didn't even know.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then a lot of people, and then what's also funny on the same side of the thing is a lot of people do know, and we have a lot of friends who buy a lot of stuff and they never win.
I know.
And I feel it's funny, but I feel kind of bad too.
I do feel bad, but thanks for the support.
Oh, I appreciate the support, the support. But yeah, so what I was going to say is, it's like we knew it was going to be audio equipment. We didn't know exactly what it was. So like, it's kind of funny how like we didn't say anything since last month. And then last Monday, we're like, okay, here it is. A week left to enter. Like, here we go, you know? So
yeah,
just thought that was also kind of interesting and funny. But yeah, so tune in tonight, 7 p.m. I think I still have some, if this is Monday, well, I probably have some more of the sale shirts that I'm doing that I talked about last week, which is some $10 shirts. So again, quick entries, get in,
yeah,
get in, cheap. Get out
cheap. And then I made so I took my wallets off of the, on my website, I had four categories: shirts, banners, hats, and wallets. And I took the wallets off. I'm going to do wallets, but it's going to be a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I added a category for just the drop stuff.
Yeah.
So like you can just now click the drop stuff and it has its own separate thing. So I thought that was kind of,
yeah, that's
a little
great.
A little bit easier to navigate. And so this is funny. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, I got my shirts from Brandon. They weren't folded and bagged.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally got them all done.
Like, oh, you did? I thought because there was a one point where you were just gonna bring, because you were coming out to SoCal this weekend.
Yeah,
or last weekend.
I just got them. I just did them. I just sat at my dining room table, turned the baseball game on, and started folding them. And I finally figured out the way to bag. Like, I love these bags that I bought on Amazon. They actually stay. Like when Brandon bags them, they're just like a thin mill, you know, like a really thin bag, and so the t-shirts tend to kind of droop and fall. Mm-hmm. These ones keep they're like stiff on the side, so they keep the shirts nice, and
that's cool.
And they're resealable too, so if someone is like wants to see a shirt,
nice.
So I actually think I might just get stuff from Brandon, not bag now, and just do it myself. Like have them fold them, and then I'll just bag them myself. I don't know, but I went and I was like, I'm gonna go bag all the drop stuff just because it's sitting in my garage. So I get the drop stuff and I refolded all the t-shirts because
the one I folded.
Yeah. Oh,
because
you
like
you
them backwards.
Fold. Yeah. Because it shows the artwork.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Because when you're going through, like I found this out at Mini Nats when you were filming and I was having to like go through your stuff,
mm-hmm.
even though the front of your shirts are very different,
mm-hmm.
there's when you're in that rush,
mm-hmm.
you have to sit there and like concentrate and read it.
Yeah.
And it's like, just fold them inside out. And then the artwork's right there. And then people have them. And when they're holding them, it looks really cool too. Like the artwork is right there.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good, yeah. That's,
well, I don't know what was the, cause I've always wanted mine inside out like that or folded.
I think it's just because I've been doing it. That's just,
is it the way you take them off of the thing?
Well, no, it's just there's really no rhyme or reason now that I think about it. It's just like, that's how I've always done it. Like,
yeah, because I think it.
Well, I'm sorry. I understand why. Because if you think about it, and if you go to a, no, that's not true either, because they fold them backwards as well. I was going to say, like, if you go to a department store or whatever, it's because the tag, you can see what size it is very easily just by pulling down the collar a little bit. That could be it. But, like, I was just at the mall last weekend, and I noticed that, too, that they were all folded backwards.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that's just a new thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I remember with mine, because they all have the GTV, and some are different now, but before it was just a white GTV.
Yeah, that gets confusing.
That gets confusing. But even when they're different, even when the GTV's different, when you're just kind of in a rush, it's especially when, like, when I was doing yours, because I'm not, you're used to your stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not used to your stuff. Yeah, so I'm like,
what the hell?
I'm like, what? I don't.
I gotta start bagging mine. You know, there's just certain things. Like, it's like the editing thing. There's just certain things that you get so in this rut. You know, that it's hard.
It's not a rut.
I mean, it's just because it's. Well, because a rut is hard to get out of. Like, you just get in this normal thing that you do, and you just keep doing it.
And well, so it works. Someone comes along. The thing. It works. Everything. Oh, I was going to tell you, I have this thing I'm going to try this weekend, too, for the booth. I bought table extenders. So, like, table where the extenders. Tables sit up higher.
Oh, like legs.
Leg extenders. Mm-hmm. There you go. And I only bought four. I'm gonna put my middle table high.
Oh, so that's so like a little tiered thing.
Yeah, because I'm like, when we look, especially when we all have our booth next to each other,
and it just looks like this long
row of t-shirts. So I'm like, I'm going to try this thing. And it might like just from just like an eye.
Yeah, I have some of those.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are they like little like pyramid looking things?
No, they had those too. These ones are actually like tubes and you can they have adjustable so you can go. You can change the height on them.
That would be better because, like, the ones that I have are useful, but they're bulky. Like, they're not. Yeah. You just can't, like, put them away. They're, like, this, like, stack of, like, cones almost. That's hard to put away. So, tubes would be better.
Yeah, but the here's the other thing. That now I'm like, okay, well, the table cover is only going to go down so far. So, I'm worried about, like, seeing under. You know, because we put stuff under the table sometimes.
Yeah.
And so, I'm like, So I'm just like, I'm just worried about seeing that stuff.
Graham show is different because it was inside, but I've found out that actually I don't actually bring the cloths all the way down and put them under the thing. Cause I found out in many nights, that just creates wind sails.
Yeah.
It's so just keep them up a little bit, have a little flow.
It was LST. Remember?
Oh, that was LST. Yeah. the whole thing just fucked off. And
when you ended your weekend abruptly,
I'm like, okay, well,
nice we're putting everybody. These away. I'll just show you those bags. I also found out, like, I had these bags and I put the shirts in and I'm like trying to, you know, the shirts barely fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized you take the shirt that's a folded shirt and you fold the shirt in half.
Like a taco
and put it in the back. I go, well, I learned that about 200 t-shirts in.
I was like,
this is going by much faster.
That's what I'm saying, man. It happens to me all the time. Like, I've been screen printing for so long, and then you're just like doing something until someone comes along and says, why do you do that? I'm like, I don't know why I do that. I'm like, well, why don't you do this? And you're just like,
yeah. You're like, oh my God.
Geez, 15 years. But then again, like some things, like we had an interesting conversation on the way out to Mini Nats with you, me, and Lindsay. Well, me and Lindsay more specifically, because, you know, she's been in screen printing for a long time too, about like workflow and stuff. And, you know, she was like, well, why don't you utilize this, like all this that you have? And like sometimes some things I'm adamant on, like, no, this is my workflow.
Yeah.
Like the editing thing. This is my workflow. This is how it works. And I am the most efficient doing it this way. You know, if I try to like mix it in or try to do it like someone else does it, it'll like mess the whole thing up and it'll take me even longer to do it. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Workflows.
Yeah. Everybody's it's different. Funny too, because when you say like adamant, like I remember being adamant about my mouse pad and I'm like, no, this is fine. The thing or the Apple mouse.
Oh yeah.
And then Cody goes, just try a regular mouse. And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. And I did it and I go,
oh,
this is the best thing in the world. This is, this is amazing. And so I remember when every computer I bought with the new mouse, I just throw it in the trash.
We'll throw it away.
Yep. Just throw it in the trash. It's just garbage.
Yeah. That's funny.
And, because it's like, you do get locked in a way and then you think that And then you're like, no, I'm not going to try this. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, because whatever this thing in your brain is, like, I don't know, like change or whatever, you know, like, I'm not going to try this. And then you do, and you go, are you ever like change something and it actually is better, but you're just like, I don't want to admit that this is better.
That's so funny. Cause just yesterday I was like, and this plays into a little bit deeper thing that we don't have to get into.
Yeah.
You know me, you know how I am. But like I had like me and Angie were talking about something and she wanted to do it one way and I said, no. And then she's all same thing. She'll I'll just try it. And I said, okay. And it worked. And I said, yeah, it worked. And she's all, yeah, see, I told you. I said, yeah, but I admitted I'm not like, you don't have like, I told you. So it's like, yeah, I know. I was wrong.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm like that. I'm like, no, you're absolutely right. It worked way better.
Well, I don't think it's a wrong versus right thing. Oh. I think it's just like a, let me help you out thing.
Yeah.
Cause like, even with the mouse with you, I'm like, hey, just try this, just try it. And even if you're not going to like it right away, I was like, but just try to like get through it.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's not a right or wrong thing because both things
That's true. Yeah.
get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly just like a, like imagine if I started screen printing and you're like, hey, just try this. And I'd be like, no, I like this. And you're like, look, man, I do this every day.
Yeah.
Just try it. Yeah. And that's how I am with editing with you, with the two screens and like all these.
I
know.
I need to be
I do this
receptive.
Every day. I'm not trying to tell you what you're doing is wrong. I'm literally, we both are doom scrollers. We both are morons. You know what I mean? Like we're both.
Yes.
Like
that's
we both. We're both. I don't want to say lazy, but we're lazy in a way that like we're not like we don't like get to show coverage, put on the computer and go, let's go and start editing. We get home and we're like, I'll get to this in 3 months.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
No. Yeah. That's definitely it. Yeah. It's not laziness for sure. It's just something else.
Yeah.
I don't quite know what it is, but
efficiency helps us in any way possible because getting to the other side of an edit is the best feeling.
Oh, I know. When that thing is rendering and exporting, you're just like,
And I could put the, like me, I'm the best. One of the best feelings for me is moving it off of my desktop and moving it onto my hard drive.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. I do the same thing.
It forever stays on my hard drive.
Yeah, I know. I have that little file on the desktop. It's edits.
Yep.
And it just sits there. Well, that always sits there. But when you open it, it just all these like. Rolling the Red Rocks, LST, Forbidden, and they're all just laughing at you.
Yeah.
Mocking they're you.
Like, they're like, I'm right here. This is content. This is what you idiots talk about on the podcast all the time.
This is your job, just sitting here.
We're Frank and Brian. We travel to shows and film stuff all over the country, but we never edit anything.
I know. It just sits on our computers.
It's for us. It's not for you guys.
That's bad. That's funny. That's pretty funny.
I always wonder this too. How long could we go if we never put out content again? Like imagine just
That's
going
so weird.
To the show
about that same thing too.
Going to shows, never putting out content, but like how long would it like people keep buying our stuff? Like imagine in 20 years. Like you ever see the older guys, like really older guys at shows? I forgot who it was, but there at Forbidden there was a guy, I think he was in a wheelchair, and he would sell calendars
like
girls.
Forbidden back in Paris
days long time ago, like in the beginning of Paris days, he would sell calendars with trucks and girls on them, you know. And he did this and then he just went away, and I forgot who it was. He was pretty well known, but I didn't know who he was. And I always think of that, like imagine us being like this old people. We're trying to sell these. We have these old shirts
we never change the design. It's the same
never
design.
Change the design. And they're so old because we don't sell them anymore. They're just like faded. The bags are falling apart and like they're faded. They're not black anymore. Yeah. They're just like the ink's coming off of them. And we're just in the booth sitting there. Like.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I've thought about that too. But more of the aspect of like, yeah, what would happen if we didn't create any more content? But well, that's not gonna happen.
How much does the content push the sales?
Like I was saying earlier in the conversation, it is like a direct line.
It is a direct line
too.
But
creating content and then people buying stuff. Like,
but then there's the other aspect too of like when I go to Dino's, there's so many people there. LST, Mostly like Dinos.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Mostly like Dinos, I experienced it. Because when I went to take my truck and the Maverick in to get oil change a few months ago, some dude was in there and he goes, "Hey, what shirt is that?" I had a GTV shirt. He goes, "Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my YouTube channel." He goes, "I have that t-shirt."
Yeah.
He goes, "I never knew what it was."
He just bought it.
He just bought it. Or people will come up to the booth and buy stuff. Like local, a lot of locals will come up and like buy stuff for their dad or their kid or their brother. Cause yeah. And they have no idea what the channel is, and they never even know. Because if, like, you just typed in G, you're never going to, like, search GT. It just says GTV, and it has this cool design on the back. So, like, that's the shows that I want to explore, too, is, like,
yeah, that's what you've been talking about a lot lately over these past couple of weeks, is finding these, high foot traffic shows.
High foot traffic shows where not, like, Grand National Roadster Show or, like, that Carlisle one. Ones that we not might not necessarily, like, the Carlisle one, there's mini trucks there. I saw Phil Fowler. I was like looking at coverage of it, and I saw Phil Fowler's truck and all those guys. But they're a small section of it. A lot of the trucks are just like stock trucks.
Right. Or I noticed big rigs, a lot of big rigs.
There's the big rig section. There's like lifted trucks, stock trucks, all this stuff. And I'm just going, but I wonder what the sales would be just because of the foot traffic.
I mean, look at this. Look at Low Life Co.
Yeah.
Like, they don't create YouTube videos. I mean, if you go to their Instagram, it's just their products. Like, they don't create any content outside of that. And they do, they're existing. They're doing really well. So I guess there are some companies who do that. But
They go to that Lone Star Roundup. I think it's in Austin something like that.
Dude, that I've always wanted to go to that.
But this past weekend, there was just the one in, was it Ventura or
Santa Maria.
And I'm like, why aren't we going to those things?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, those would be so cool to go to.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So that's what I've been doing behind the scenes is, and that's why you're going to get tons of messages from me about stuff is just because I'm just like throwing stuff against the wall.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at dates and I'm like, well, what about this? And what about this? And I'm just like, hey, might as well just try different things. You know?
Yeah. I'm down.
If it's cheap enough, you know what I mean? Like, it depends on the vendor cost, because when you get into these shows, they don't give a crap about us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not like we're not going to be like, hey, you want to trade a video or some content for a booth? They're going to be like, no, just give us money.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah, from my perspective, too, also, it's just like, yeah, it's, you know, throwing stuff at the wall and checking these things out. But, you know, we talked about how our lives are different. It just, if it all fits together, like if it all
saying.
All works out,
yeah.
You know, the time is there. There's nothing that I have to be here for, you know, or anything like that, because those are the things that I juggle, you know, so. But yeah, I'm down. I'm open for it. And we always talk about like the next iteration. What are we doing next? Where are we going? And that's
which that constantly changes.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, yeah. It's not one thing, you know.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Yeah, because I don't know. It just that because it changes for me, because now I'm like, okay, well, do I do less client work and just now I'm like push forward on shows and merch. I don't know. It's just this constant change.
Yeah. Well then, but that's the actually like, you know, without getting way into the mud about this particular subject, but back in the day, you just, you know, you got out of school, you got a job at like a factory or something, and you made decent money and you bought stuff and you raised a family and that was it. But in today's world, it's so everything is so fluid. Everything is so like what's the word that they use to describe it? It's not like piecework. It's not like, it's like they have a term for it where like if you're a graphic designer, you don't work for a graphic design company. You just piecework things.
Like
freelance. There's another specific word they use for it nowadays, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. Someone will probably let me know. But yeah, that's sort of the world we live in. It's ever adapting. It's ever changing. We're adapting to all this new technology and this new, you know, social media landscape. And because even like, you know, I talked to I had a guy come over and he painted some stuff on the house. And one of the things I asked him when he was all done, I was like, he's taking pictures. I'm like, you got an Instagram? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, come check it out. And it's like, so it's not just us creating this truck content or whatever, or being an influencer or being a food reviewer or stuff. Like, trades still do it. Like, this guy's a painter and he has to have an Instagram, because when he goes to a client, they're going to say, what is your work? He's like, check out my Instagram. So,
yeah.
And that's what we're doing. We're all navigating it.
There was a guy on TikTok that I came across, and he's a car broker. So you guys just bought your Tundra. You could call him and be like, this is what I want. I want a white four-wheel drive TRD Pro SR5 with these options. Mm-hmm. His job is
to go find it.
Is he goes and finds it. He calls mm-hmm. dealer. He brokers the deal, mm-hmm. but he doesn't charge the dealer, right? And he and I don't even think he charges the customer. I think he's just making his money on YouTube because really? he's doing this live, or not YouTube, but probably YouTube too, but mostly TikTok, because TikTok they change so much on how you get income from them. So lives are the big thing right now with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, everybody's so going live.
He just sits live. He does live, and he has these conversations with people live.
Oh, so people get to listen in on this. Like,
so him. He's not making money on you or uh-huh. the dealer. He's making money on his TikTok by doing this job. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's like a whole thing too that people don't think about, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who would ever thought? Like, I mean, I know a car broker has always been a thing. I don't know about a new car broker for new cars. Mm-hmm. Maybe it has. I don't know. But, you know, if you're looking for a car, you could call this guy and he will find it for you.
Yeah. Well, what's the first thing anybody does to do anything nowadays? Like, yeah, I want to buy a car. I better learn how to go buy a car. They go to YouTube and figure out how to buy a car. You know,
well, not enough people do that. But
well, that's true. They should do that. That's true.
They should do that. Yeah.
Actually, I'll tell you on the post podcast, but yeah, I've ran into some funny things. Anyway. So yeah, all that stuff.
Oh, I have. Oh, Amy from Woody's wife, Amy up yeah. there from Canada. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, that picture of me and you that you posted. Yeah. She goes, "This should be a picture or something like that." I go, "Oh, we should make the drop Christmas cards."
That's a cool idea.
Yeah. So if you're a regular listener of ours,
uh-huh.
and you have bought merch from us, you never know. You might get
a Christmas card.
You might get a Christmas card.
Those pictures are great, and I love using them because, like, just for, like, my idea was, like, oh, you know, take a picture of me wearing the shirt so I can use that. But also the ones where we're just kind of goofing off are fun, too, because, like,
yeah.
I said, okay, go to the Grindr TV website, buy drop merch, and we really appreciate it. Yeah. It's a funny photo, you know? Like, it's yeah. fun. It's fun.
Fake green screen photos?
Yeah, our fake Utah adventure. That didn't happen.
Yeah. And it's funny how that like we always say, oh, we need to be more proactive at certain things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't even thinking about being proactive at the time. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Works out like that sometimes.
It does. It's hilarious. So go buy our stuff.
Go buy our stuff. LiveLifeCustom.com. Grindr.com.
Comment on these videos.
Mm-hmm. Keep the wheels a-turning.
Yeah. Keep the wheels a-turning because we've got a slow few weeks. Yeah. Hopefully we'll figure some guest stuff out.
Next month. I'm
June's your softball month.
Yes, yeah, it's going down. We started practices last Monday. Team looks good.
Yeah,
yeah, team looks good. I think we're gonna do well. You know, the coaches are good. Everything's going well. I'm making a bunch of softball apparel, so that works too.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's what's going on.
Heck yeah. And then I'm going to be getting back on my Tacoma here really soon.
I was going to, you were talking about Tacoma stuff earlier about videos and stuff. And I was wondering.
Itching. So I'm just like, because I'm waiting for Hell's Gate Hot Rods.
Oh, that's right.
They've got that front kit. That front kit is not, I don't want to say holding me up, but it is kind of holding me up. And he hit me up last night. He's like, hey, I need to hit you up and talk to you about specs. So I can build your kit, what you need. So
I thought they were manufactured kits that were just.
They are, but there's options. I see. There's different spindle options. Mm-hmm. There's different brake options and all that stuff. He just wants to make sure what I'm getting is what I need.
I see.
And
so tailored, manufactured but tailored.
Kind of, because I already have bags, so I don't need mm-hmm. bags. Like I, yeah, it is. So he's just doing that. But like once I get that. Then it goes back to Panda and then it'll be done at Panda's. We got to put the seats in and then I can get it. Cause I don't want to get it plumbed and wired with no front brakes on it. I don't mm-hmm. want to do things twice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like,
yeah, you're just sort of like stuck in this weird spot.
In this weird thing. Cause I can't make content.
Right.
I can't just sit in the garage and talk about the truck. I mean, I'm sure I could, but making that type of YouTube content is extremely tough. Like you, I watch other people that make that type of YouTube content. Mm-hmm. They have a lot more money than I do. Mm-hmm. So they're constantly buying other. So they have a project and another project and like mm-hmm. a project over here
buying
and
parts,
a project.
Parts, yeah.
Yeah. So they can, if their one project is waiting on a front end kit, they can just go make content about this other project.
Yeah.
I can't do that yet. The plan is I will, that will become a thing, but it's, yeah, it's pretty hard. Well, if anyone out there wants to give me some money.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. Go to the websites. Grinder-TV.com.
I just want someone to give me an, money, like an investment, but I don't want to have to pay him back ever.
Yeah, I know, right? Just give me money.
And I don't know, but they don't feel bad about it, so don't do that. Just buy merch.
Yeah, buy merch. That'll be better.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, I got to go get my kid. It's an early day. Yeah, that's it.
We'll
see you next week. We pulled an hour, over an hour out of our butt.
This is why we don't talk during the week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll catch up next week.
All right, cool.
All right. Later.
Bye.
Bye.